Okay, we are up the middle. Rashi is talking about the translations of ki. So he explained the first three. The first one is if and when. The second one was but. And the third one was lest, meaning no, don't do that. Ki, if you do that, but you shouldn't do that. That's pen. And we are up to, we're going to start again. Not again, we'll start from the first wide line. Right in the middle, it says, "Tokachsoyf pasuk is melamdecha pen taimar." Perhaps you will say, "That's what we're up to." Gate. The oid meshamis belashin deha, which is because the haynu asher amitnei. Asher means that or because. That and because, I guess, are just like if and when have a connection. That and because have a connection. Klaimar litein tam. To give us a reason to explain what was just said. I did not laugh. That she was afraid. That she was afraid, and because she was afraid, is both giving a reason of why she said, why are you sitting alone, Yisroi asked Moshe. And he answered him, "Ki avoy alayu'am, mitnei shabo alayu'am, because the nation is coming to me, shambo alayu." V'chein, ki zem Moshe ish, because that is Moshe, or that is Moshe the man, or because that's Moshe the man. Ki amarti, Yaakov Avinu said, "I ran away from you." Ki amarti b'tigzav b'znitecha, you might steal your daughters. Ki amarti, because I said, "Rak ein yiris elikim." That was Avram telling Avimelech, right? I said, because I said. That and because are very close to each other. Kulam midrashing me'asher, kulam mipnei. That or because. V'chein ki gava aaron. It says, v'yiru kala'am ki gava aaron. The whole nation feared because Aaron died. Fiat Russia, she's your true hachamim, she mipnei givi yaseh, because Aaron died, nistalika anon. The kula metagamina lu ari, and in the Targum for all keys it says ari. Shaloshin ari barami mustamish kol lishaynis ki biivri. Ari in Aramaic has the same meanings as ki has in Lashon Kodesh. The boss lishanaisai tarachat lishalis kula mufi yonai. And if you would want to change the Targum, each one would have to be changed to the specific meaning of the word ki. Right? Now, here it means, I think he's trying to say here that there's some that are, all the keys that are interpreted that. It'll be that Hashem will bring you. Now, we've translated when Hashem will bring you. He's saying, means it'll be that Hashem will bring you. You can't say if he will bring you. Not if you will come to the land, not because you will come to the land, but because that you will come to the land. Right, kivas was parai. That parai's horse came. Ki sarbu farisem baretz. You multiply and are fruitful in the land. Kulam lashin dahahein niftarim. They are interpreted as that or because. The Medrash Tifra, Mr. Free, says, "Asay mitzvah zu shebishvolit chanas baretz." The Medrash takes the word ki. Ki v'yacha means do this mitzvah so that Hashem should bring you. That Hashem will bring you. The star shetirash tichvash. In the star that you will conquer, you will inherit, you will conquer. Claim it. Meishi v'yacha, because he will bring you. U'shetavayu al-haaretz atem stukim l'mitzvah salalu. So here Rashi is being very, think we said im and when go together. Rashi doesn't like that. Rashi likes if to be im to be with. If is im, and whenever it can be if, It means that, because it's a vatai. The hayakiviyacha, that Hashem will bring you, and therefore you will do X, and because of that, Hashem is bringing you. So that leads to a because. That's what Rashi is saying. Tikach Miriam, it says ki something, ki vasus parai, therefore Tikach Miriam. V'cho elu she'ein ata yachul l'paisim b'loshim miftar mifnei. And when you can't say it means because, and you say it means that, sometimes it means if you can't say it means because, and that, it means if. It's a very difficult Rashi to read here. You can't translate b'nei. So kasher, Rashi is telling us, if you look at this whole Rashi, Rashi seems to be saying, and again, it's a difficult Rashi, Rashi seems to be saying that kasher, that can be part of im, and it can be part of mitnei. Sometimes that is a statement of fact which leads us to say because, and sometimes it's a statement of fact that means if. There it means that your children will say, if your children will say. There it means more if. Kivasus parai doesn't mean if parai's horses came, and it doesn't mean but parai's horses came, and it doesn't mean lest parai's horses came. So it means that parai's horses came, which is very close to because parai's horses came. Therefore, vatikach Miriam anaviyah. So Rashi is telling me that the that's can either be if, and the that's can either be because. Sometimes that means if, and sometimes that means because. That's what I think Rashi is telling us. Zakti Gemara Vayter. So let's go back to the Gemara. Yes.
The good word would be thus, T-H-U-S, and thus, you know, instead of that. But that also has mishtamish. There's different ways of using that word.
I don't know what thus means. I'm not familiar. I mean, again, in my English knowledge, I never use the word thus. I don't know exactly how that translates. I guess thus can mean because, right? That's for sure.
Yes. It can also mean when.
I have. So we went back to the Gemara. So there's a machlokes how to translate ki matzah ba'erev zavar. That Beishamah and Beisil say because, and Rabbi Kiva says, or the Krashi, the Hamatzuba, Neisha Matzuba, Halav Hakilo Yegeshena. If not of the fact he has Erevas Davar, whatever Erevas Davar means, right? There's two meanings in the word Erevas Davar. Shouldn't divorce her. Beisil Nami Hakimash Meghu Lachem Mitnei, Neisha Matzuba Oy Erev Oy Davar. In love, Lo Yegeshena, should not divorce her. She's not finding favor in his eyes because he found Erev's Davar. Not because she's not pretty, but because Erev's or Davar. Beisamai learns Erev's Davar is one thing, and Beisil learns it means either Erva or Davar. If. Im leisim tzuchem shonai, ve'enav, ve'im matzah ba'erev zavar. He learns l'haya, im leisim tzuchem ve'enav, or ki leimatzah ba'erev zavar, if, ki im matzah ba'erev zavar, if he finds an erev zavar. So if is a new sentence, either im leimatzah tzuchem ve'enav, or im matzah ba'erev zavar, because he learns ki to mean if. If, that means it's a new sentence. There's two reasons that the Torah sanctions divorce. If he found somebody nicer, she's not finding favor in his eyes, she's not pretty enough for him, that's one reason. Or if he finds either Erva or Davar. That's how the Bekiva learns it. Period. So that's the Machlokes in the translation of the word Ki Matzah Ba'erev Davar, if it's because or if. Something to give my right. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava. What if he didn't find a reason to divorce her? And he divorces her anyway, meaning he does not find a reason that the Torah sanctioned as a reason for divorce. Right? Beishamayt Erev Davar, Beisil Erev Aydavar. What if he just divorces her for a non-sanctioned Torah reason? Does it work? Is she divorced? Zakta Gemara Amalai, Bidigali Rachmana Gabi Aynes Leshuka Leshalcha Koyamav Amayza Hemzakai. Somebody forces himself on a girl, that long as he has to marry her, and he's not allowed to divorce her all his life, and if he divorces her, he's mechuyev to take her back. Now, there would be no good reason for divorce, because the Torah said, Yuchel L'shalcha. So whatever reason is a sanction for divorce, the Torah took it away, right? And yet it says, Kol Yamav, he's mechuyev to take her back. If everybody that divorces a woman for no good reason is mechuyev to take his wife back, so why would the Torah write it by Einus? Meaning, the question is a person mechuyev to remarry his wife if the divorce was the wrong reason? That's the question. Is a person mechuyev to remarry his wife? And the answer is, an Einus is mechuyev to remarry his wife. Mashma, hasamu the goli rachmana. Avilhecha, maida avid avid. Here, he divorced her. We don't force him to remarry her. Rashi, lay matzah bar lay arvim v'lay davar l'beitel v'l'girsha. Maho, mikafina lay lahadur eloi. Means the Gemara never entertains a havamina that the get wouldn't work. The get works. The question is, since he violated the Torah by not divorcing her for a good reason, does he have a chiyuv to remarry her? That's the question. And the answer to the question is, we see by Einus, where he violated the Torah and he divorced her, we make him remarry her. So that means there the Torah wrote a new halacha called you have to remarry, not any other place. So even though you're going against the will of the Torah, but you don't have to take her back. The Torah doesn't like divorce for different reasons. It's either Erev or Davar. Now Rabbi Akiva has a much wider range, because Rabbi Akiva says even if she doesn't look beautiful in your eyes, but Rabbi Sol did not sanction divorce in that case. Still, the Torah doesn't make you take her back.
Rebbe, but I don't understand.
Yeah.
Davar means it can be anything. Meaning,
no.
A guy could just say, this is why, because she puts her left shoe on before the right. That's enough for me to not want her.
That's not what Beisil said. They still said it has to be Tashilai. There has to be something that, well, the way Rashi learns, she ruins his food. The way the Rambam seems to explain is she interrupts his way of life. She doesn't let him function in a regular way. Putting on her left shoe and her right shoe has nothing to do with his function in life, nor does it affect him.
It bothers him.
That's not a reason to divorce, according to Beisil. Bothers is not a reason. There has to be something she did wrong that disturbs something in his life.
Rebbe, let's say someone likes to schmooze a little bit after davening and you know, whatever. He's a social guy, and then his wife's on his case that, you know, where were you? How come you didn't come home right after davening? Would that be getting in his life, where his wife is giving a reason?
Point to Rashi, not. He's not ruining anything.
Hey, buddy, he's ruining his social life. What do you mean?
Again, according to Rashi, it's a very specific ruining his physical life. He doesn't cook well. That's how Rashi learns. It has to be something physical. The Rambam seems to say it interrupts his way of life with neither. Then you could start asking that question. But according to Rashi, it's not a question. It's only if he ruins something, it's a necessity. And now we're moving a little bit away from the direct topic, but it's still Negeya. Rabbi Sharsha says to Rabba, in Libra Lagarsha, if a man decided to divorce his wife, and she's still there, and they have intimacy. Mahu, what do we have to say about that? A guy that decided to divorce his wife, I didn't finish all the Rashis, I'm sorry, we'll have to go back. Guy, does he get punished for this? Is this a, what does the Torah have to say about a person who decided to divorce his wife, but yet keeps on acting in an intimate way with his wife? Kari Alei, so he told him the Pasuk says about him, Al techras ariachara, do not think bad for your friend, when he relies on you. Basically, you're double-crossing the person. You're making them feel that you love them, and at the same time, you're plotting, you're strategizing to do bad. And that, the parent does not like, and the person will get punished for violating that. Let's catch up with Rashi. It was my fault. I didn't finish the Rashi. So Rashi, Gabi Aynes, Aynes is Nara Psula. Somebody forces himself on a girl that's a Psula. The Yuchel Lashachin Koyam, Bim Sechus Magus. The I call Yamav Koy Yisayru, Bolu Matcha comes to teach me. The Yuchel Lashachin. The Mshalach Lehei Bishaluch Koyam. But if he divorced her, she doesn't stay divorced all his life. She Bezim Koyfen Aysel Azira. Bezim forces him to turn and take her back. The Aina Loikau, Shiluchah, Shinat Kakasim Lasei. So Amayid Vahegzer. The Torah said, if you violate this love, you now kick in an assay. So Abanitik Lasei brings in an assay, take her back. Mechlau, the Lechol HaMahor Garshim, anybody else that divorces, ain't by Amayid Vahegzer, does not have to take her back. The Eko Shemagarshim Shloy Kadas. Eko Megarshim is Shaseyev. If anybody divorces his wife when it's not sanctioned, Amayid Vahegzer, Lamali Leguya Bahai, it's not sanctioned. Why did you have to write a special pasuk? They told me, obviously, that everybody else that divorces his wife when it's not sanctioned does not have to take her back. No, yes, right? This is not right. What?
What if the Ma'anis is a Kohen?
So it says the Pharisee, he gets Malchus and he can't take her back. The Pharisee writes us. It's an effect of Malchus. I believe it's just like the Manalo. Tanya, how you remain a Reimer? Shame Shadeas Mamachol, just like there are different approaches, different likes in how people like their food. Some people are very finicky and they can't take anything that has a little bit of disgustingness in it. There's some people that are exactly opposite. They will eat off the floor. And there's some people that are quote-unquote regular. Regular means they don't like things that are disgusting, but their degree of their finickiness is limited. It's not like they won't eat anything that anybody tells them. I don't know how to give a muscle. Everybody understands what I mean. There's some people that just won't eat anything that that drives them crazy. They're so finicky. Some people are restless than that, and some people are the other extreme. Kach, Deyas Benashim. There are different ways that people treat their wives. Yeshlach Adam, Shazvub Naifu Lutach Kaisai, the Zarkav Enish Yisayu. This is the food muscle. There are people, a fly falls into their cup of wine. They are so finicky, they will take the fly and throw it away, but they will never touch that wine again. They can't drink wine that a fly touched. That would be an extreme finickiness. I don't know if it's not like that would be that way, but in the time of the Gemara, only very finical people did that. How does that compare to a person treating his wife? So we meet this Pappas ben Yehuda. Pappas ben Yehuda was married to Mary Magdalena. He was married to her, and what he used to do is, he used to hayanayo b'fnei ishta v'yaytzei. He never let his wife leave the house. He used to lock the house with his wife in there. Now, because he restricted her social life totally, she was Mazana. And we know the result. Right? She was Mazana. Because he was so restrictive, she rebelled against him and was Mazana with another man. Because he did not let her have a social life. That's the extreme finickiness. That's the extreme control of his wife. But yes, Bnei Achadam, Shizvub, Snaifu, Latech, Kaisai, Mazarka, Vishaseyu. Then you have the person, fly falls into his cup, throws out the fly, and then he drinks the wine because he's not finicky. The fly is gone, and it didn't affect the rest of the wine, so he drinks it. So he meets this kolodom. This is the regular way to treat a wife. She speaks to her brothers and her relatives. Umenicha, he lets her have a social life. He lets her have a social life. She speaks, she obviously not going to do anything wrong, but he lets her have a social, regular, normal social life. And that's the healthy way, just like it's a healthy way not to be overly finicky and not to be totally the other way. I don't know what the other way of finicky would be, but to be totally not caring about cleanliness. Yes, look at them. Shizvuv nice will affect Tamchoy. Fly falls into his soup. Might it say he sucks out the fly, the Archlani eats the soup. So this is the person that really doesn't care. Zuhi Midas Adam Ra. In translating to a way with a wife, this is a terrible thing. So Raya Ishtayitis, he sees his wife go out. Raisha Perua, hair uncovered. Tava Bishuk, spinning in the marketplace, which draws attention of men. Ufuma, and she's open, meaning her clothing doesn't cover her sides so well. It's like ripped open on her sides, again, trying to entice other people. And we're going to see what that means in a moment. I just want to catch up with Rashi. She bathes with people. Dr. Rashi. He gets disgusted from food because of a little bit of mias. That's the middle. So people have a different way of treating their wife's pritzus. Yes, Makbidal Pritzus Mu'at. Talking to somebody drives him crazy. How can my wife talk to a man? How could she talk to her cousin? Right? Pritzus. And he locks her up. And there's ones that are quote unquote normal. And there's those that really don't care. Papas Ben Yehuda, Baila Shamiria Magdalena Shayahaya. Magdalia means she used to spin. I think it means spin. Or braid. Braid. She used to braid hair. She ate in the base of the shook. What? I'm sorry? Sorry, I heard something. She ate in the base of the shook, and when he left, Niall Dallas before now, he closed the door. So it's a dabra l'chaladam. Mamish locked her in. Solitary confinement. This is terrible. She obviously hates him for being so restrictive, and she's Mazana under him. Fruma, mistakes the Dell, Eitel Atila Yadeha, near her elbows, Kederach Adoimia Shibitarfus, like the Romans in France, that's what I think it means, Shibisarim near Mitzidehen, their busser is exposed, they don't keep their tzias, their preacher's dick in the way they dress. And the last one was, let's go back to the Gemara, Berechetis in Bnei Adam. She bathes with people. Frech, the Gemara in Bnei Adam, Zalkadaitach. She bathes with men in the same place. That's Rashi says, in Bnei Adam, Zalkadaitach. In Cain Reglaim, Adamish is Zainahi. Bathing with men, that's a riot that she's being Mazana, Vasuralai. That's terrible. No woman bathes with other men. So what does that mean? He makes it sound like this is just a priestess by going with her, not sneezing her clothing. This is much worse. She's alone with men. She's with men in a pool. She's obviously doing things that are much worse than that. That's how Rashi learns. Now Tysus learns that a second shot, that means that the question of the Gemara is not like Rashi, that she means it's a Zayna. It's just that even a man that doesn't care about priests at all would not let his wife go swimming, go bathing with other men. Because that's like really exposing yourself. And why would anybody let that? Even an Adam Ra that doesn't care about priests wouldn't let that. That's how Tysus learns in the second shot. Rashi seems to learn more than that. He'd be mechuyutim megarasher if she does such priestistic act. And for the Gemara, Alba Mokum Shemri Adam writes them. It means she goes to bathe in the same place where men bathe, and they just left, and then she goes in. While they get dressed, she goes into the pool. So therefore, can't call it together with men, but at the same time, it's a madrega of priestess. And that is the extreme, the opposite of Papas Ben Yehuda. Rashi, the Malkim Shmiyadim Rashim, V'hi Nechnesis Leinehem, she goes in front of them, L'achi Yitziyasam Kshen Loiv Shem Begdeyem. Not into the same merchats. And again, I'm not being lamed chus or doing anything here. I just, they're based on merchats, but not our Olympic-sized pools. But just because I'm not here to be saying anything. I'm just saying they used to go to Beis HaMikdash, which is a much more smaller bath, and men and women together in there was very bad. And now he's saying they didn't go together. She waits till the men leave, and while they're getting dressed, she goes into the bath. Weiter. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Zum mitzvah min ha-Torah shegarsha. That's a mitzvah to be begarish her, those who act that way. Shenemar ki matzo be'er v'zdavar, v'shulchum y'beisa, period. And he divorces her. Now the pasuk says, v'holcha v'haisa l'shachar. She goes and marries somebody else. And this lady, who acted this way, goes and marries somebody else. Hakasav kaira achar. The Torah says achar. Achar is a statement usually meaning that he's not as good as the first guy. Achar, he's like lower. He's not the same caliber as the first husband. The first one got rid of the woman who's acting priestessing from his house, right? We're going with the word erva now, not davar, but erva, that he divorced her because she had erva, not that he caught her with two adam, but that he saw behavior that led him to believe that this is not the wife he wants to be married to. But there, and the second husband, Hichnis Rishon L'tech Beisai, was well aware of why the first one divorced her, and he took her anyway.
Maybe she did tshuva.
What?
Maybe she did tshuva.
Maybe. But the Torah is saying, if he marries her on that level, he's acting differently than the first one. You're right. If she did tshuva, then she's not a Rishon anymore. Zocha Sheini Shocha. If he's Zaycha, and he marries this lady that we call a Risha, and he's Zaycha, he'll divorce her. Shenemar Shneya Yishachrin. The Pasuk is telling you, he'll hate her. That's not how you read the Pasuk. We read the Pasuk, if he hates her and divorces her, the first one can't take her back. The Gemara is saying, if it's good for him, he'll hate her, because he'll realize he made a mistake by marrying this Prutza, who didn't do Tshuva. In love, if he's not Zaycha, he'll die. He deserves to die. To marry a woman that a person knows behaves in a priestistic way, to the point that the first husband divorced her, and he was not Papas Ben Yehuda. He was not restrictive, but she acted in a way that was extreme priestess, and he took her without her doing tshuva. If he's lucky, he'll divorce her. If he's not lucky, Rachman al-Lutzman, he can be chayav misa. Rashi. Zok Rashi? No Rashi. Zok the Gemara weiter. I am not going to read the rest of the whole Gemara. I'm just going to go a little bit more down. Ki sonei shaleach, the pasuk in Malachi. The one who hates the divorces is hated. Or that's one shot we'll see in a minute. The first shot is, if a person hates his wife, divorce her. Do not stay married to a woman that you hate. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, and over here there's two girsas. One is, sonui ha-mashaleach, the one who divorces her is hated. And the other one is, Rashi's giving two verses. If she's hated in front of Hashem, then send her away. Rashi, look, Rashi.
What's the second shot?
We'll see in a second. Look, Rashi. If you hate her, send her away like a Bekiva that says, if she's not pretty enough to you, send her away. The second shot is, like Beishamai, she's hated by Hashem, meaning she acts in a lewd way, send her away. Bezu shamati, and this is what I heard, sanui ha-mashaleach lefnei ha-mokam. This is a new thing. The one who divorces her is hated. Vafilu beisil, nehidu like a fina shalei lehaitzi. Even though we don't tell the husband, don't divorce your wife, if he wants to divorce her because of a davar, Hashem does not like people to divorce their wives. So, in this chat, it seems to be saying, the way Rashi has the second girsa, that Hashem hates people that divorce. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a good reason to divorce her. And the Bechim is saying, if you don't have, even if the Torah sanctions, lets you divorce her, you're still hated by Hashem. You're still hated by Hashem. And the truth is, it's not a machlokes. Sometimes a person that divorces his wife is hated by Hashem, and sometimes he's not hated by Hashem. Habizug Rishon, Habizug Sheni. If it's his first wife, then Hashem hates when he divorces her. Unless she acts with a lewd behavior, he hates when he divorces her. If it's a second wife, that's not the same chumrah of divorcing her. There, we don't hate the guy that divorces his wife if he has a sanctioned reason for divorce her, and we'll leave the rest for Dr. Harris tonight to finish off. Mazel tov for everybody for finishing the Masechta. I will start the first Mishnah in Kedushin. I don't have a Kedushin in front of me, but I know the first five words. Isha Niknas B'Shleisha Drachim. A woman can be acquired in three ways. B'Kesav B'Shtara B'Bia. Either money, or through a Shtar Kedushin, or by intimacy. Intimacy can be a form of Kedushin. B'Kainas Asma B'Shnei Drachim. And she can acquire herself in two ways. And that is begat of Benisa Shabal. A woman becomes free from her husband, released from her husband, one of two ways, either through a divorce or through the passing of her husband. And everybody should enjoy their CMMS. Tomorrow we will start Masechtas Kedushin. I am sorry I'm ending early. I don't have a Masechtas Kedushin to start today. I don't have one with me. Now we should share some.
Amen.
Everybody should have a wonderful day.
Ready up, my brother.